Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffner, I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you some travel tips, some fitness travel tips from the travel pros, me and you.
Exactly.
Well, listen, nowadays, first of all, you have to pay to, like, to if you have extra luggage, you pay for it now. It's not like you have to be very efficient with packing.
And it's heavy.
It's going to cost
and that's
you.
Lifting weights, carrying that huge backpack you carried.
Right. And that's you're burning calories when you have to pack it that way. So we're going to give you some tips that Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy use when we're traveling. First of all, the main thing is you have to pack something fitness related because you don't know what you're going to get stuck with at your hotel. If you're stuck at the at your family's house.
Running shoes.
Well, no, I'll tell you what I packed. First of all, you should pack some polyester stuff. Because first of all, that the dry fit, the wicking fabric, number one, it's easy to pack. And number two, it dries quickly. So if you want to wash it, rinse it, you can rinse it in the sink if you're staying at a hotel. It dries quickly. You don't have to worry about it.
Which you never did.
No. Well, we were staying with my folks, so I didn't need to worry about that. The other thing that's real important is when you're packing, you have to roll things. Rolling
takes up less space.
Takes up less space.
So that means you got to wear, don't bring linen clothes.
And you're good at rolling, if you know what I mean, right, Lee?
Dr. Lee?
Dr. Lee?
Yeah, Dr. Lee.
So it's very important to roll your stuff. Also, from a fitness standpoint, the other thing you want to bring is bring your tubing. You know that tubing with the handles on the end? The company by
right.
The Spree makes it. You can get it at Target.
Resistance tubing.
Resistance tubing is the way to go because you get a great little workout.
I remember you had a lot of that.
I do bring my fitness tubing.
You did not.
I brought it to Omaha. No, we went to Omaha. I sure did.
That was your bungee cord that held your backpack together.
I brought it with me, so it's very important to bring your resistive tubing. The other thing that's
I like to bring dumbbells. 25-pound dumbbells.
Well, you brought me
right.
With you.
I bring about
I'm a bigger dumbbell
couple
than
hundred
that.
Pounds of dumbbells with me.
You can't go anywhere without your running shoes.
What and about that's Bowflex?
You can't bring the Bowflex with you unless it's portable. And also the thing that really takes up the least amount of space in your packing, your iPod Shuffle. The biggest fitness gadget that you can possibly have. You can't leave home without it. Endless
MP3
tunes.
Player. It's
MP3.
A must.
I go with the iPod Shuffle. Lee goes with the iPod Shuffle. Mine's about the size of a stick of gum. And also, when it comes to traveling with stuff, for reading, for fitness reading stuff, it's great to get the new Kindle. What else is out there, Lee?
Magazines.
The iPod.
Magazines
the iPad
to read on the treadmill.
Thing. You got to get rid of the magazines. They're going to be dinosaurs pretty soon, right?
No.
iPads. Got to take that.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time. Keep well.